This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Every Thursday, P.J. Hrabowski, the host of KUAF's Film Score Friday, allows us a bit of a preview of the next edition of that show a day early. This week, she decided to turn the spotlight on a thriller from the mid-1960s, Wait Until Dark, starring Audrey Hepburn as Susie Hendricks, a woman recently blinded by a fire caused by a car crash. In the movie, she's threatened in her New York City apartment by three hoods seeking possession of a drug-filled doll that her husband had unknowingly accepted from a stranger. Alan Arkin, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., and Richard Crenna co-starred. And PJ reminds us that the film score, a creepy, dissonant masterpiece, was the unexpected music of a composer better known for his snappy themes to the Pink Panther and pop-influenced tunes like Moon River. One, Henry Mancini.
He was the first of his family to be born in the U.S. He was born Enrico Nicola Mancini in the Little Italy neighborhood of Cleveland, Ohio. But he grew up in a small steel town just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And his parents immigrated from Abruzzo, the Abruzzo region of Italy. And his dad, when they moved here, became a steel worker, who also insisted that his 8-year-old son learn to play music and start taking music lessons. So he had his son start on the piccolo. I think the reason he did that is because his dad played flute.
Huh.
You know, he thought, okay, if he has any problems, I can help him out here. So he did that until he was 12. So for 4 years, he played the piccolo, and then he decided he wanted to play the piano. So he started playing the piano, and in 1943, he attended Juilliard, and he was only there for a year because he got drafted into the Army. And in fact, in 1945, he actually participated in the liberation of a concentration camp in southern Germany. Well, after that, it was around 1952, he joined the music department at Universal Pictures. And during the next 6 years, he contributed music to over 100 movies, including, now these weren't his film scores, but he actually contributed music to The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
It Came from Outer Space, The Glenn Miller Story. He recorded over 90 albums in styles from big band to classical to pop, and he even had 8 of his albums turn gold.
And one of the movies that he scored was Wait Until Dark with Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yeah, one of your favorites.
Yes.
I know. I think she's wonderful, too. It was released in 1967. I'm calling this an intense crime mystery suspense drama.
I like that.
The climax of the movie has Audrey Hepburn fending off Alan Arkin in this barely lit apartment at night, and it's considered a masterpiece of suspense and terror. I even read that it ranked 10th on Bravo's 100 Scariest Movie Moments for the ending of the movie. And I don't know. I think this is one of those movies that does stand the test of time, Kyle. It's still scary. The movie was directed by Terrence Young of James Bond fame and was produced by Mel Farrar, who was Audrey Hepburn's husband.
Right.
And unfortunately, they were having problems at the time. So the shoot was a very difficult one for Hepburn for two reasons. One, her marriage was falling apart. And the other one was she had to wear some very painful contact lenses that would dull her eyes. And think about contact lenses 47 years ago. They were probably glass.
Oh.
Or something. Yeah, and if you're not used to contact lenses,
right,
that had to be tough. And yet it was considered one of her absolute finest performances. Mancini actually received a phone call from Audrey Hepburn asking him to score both Wait Until Dark and Two for the Road. And Wait Until Dark was quite different for Mancini because it was a dark score. I found this little quote that he had written about Wait Until Dark, and he was quoted as stating, "Because of the sinister characters in the story, I thought it needed something a little unsettling. So I went over to Warner Brothers, where they had matched twin Baldwin pianos. I thought it would be very effective to use two pianos, one tuned at 440, which is the normal tuning, and the other tuned a quarter tone flat." He said, "If you played a chord on one piano and the same chord on the other, the difference in the pitch would be very disturbing. And it was an experimental device, but I got proof even before we were very far into the first recording session that it was effective indeed. My pianists on that picture were Pearl Kaufman and Jimmy Rolfs, both excellent artists. After we had made 3 or 4 takes on the main title, Pearl looked up at me and she said, 'Hank, can we please take a break? This is making me ill.' She made my day. The device was working." Well, he didn't stop with just the keyboard. He, you know, you'll hear guitars, a synthesizer, electric harpsichord, a sitar, and a sho, which is a Japanese free reed mouth organ. Now, these instruments dominated the score. Now, we also have plenty of Mancini's jazz, which mm-hmm. also adds to the score. One of Mancini's favorite cuts in the movie is titled Bulbous Terror, where you have these pulses of piano and sho that accompany Susie smashing out the light bulbs in her apartment to prepare for the villain's nighttime assault.
Because she's flipping the tables on
her. Oh, yeah. And I mean, wow. Most of the parts that portray Susie are more warm, sympathetic melodies, as in track 5, which starts out a bit of a bossa nova style, and it's considered a little more dated.
So Wait Until Dark, Henry Mancini, that's on the docket tomorrow on Film Score Friday. Also, we'll hear music from
Schindler's List, mm-hmm. The Uninvited, Sense and Sensibility, Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Red Violin, Tombstone, and Meet Joe Black, which I was going to play a couple weeks ago, but I ran out of time.
So we'll meet Joe Black tomorrow.
We'll meet him tomorrow.
Film Score Friday, tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. Peach, as always, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.